Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Mr. Number 298, Working for the Wealthy. There are few who understand and appreciate the way of salvation. Graduates of colleges, eloquent orators, able statesmen, men who appear to possess acute and discriminating minds, are in need of education of the higher order, for they are ignorant of the scriptures and of the power of God. Many are as ignorant as the very heathen in regard to the way in which a sinner can come to God and be justified before him. They have no excuse for their ignorance, for the inspired oracles declare, "The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." When learned men, statesmen, and so-called honorable men are present in a place of worship, the minister thinks he must give them an intellectual treat, but in attempting to do this he loses a precious opportunity of teaching the very lessons that were presented by the greatest teacher the world ever knew. All the congregations in our land need to learn more of Christ and Him crucified. A religious experience that is not founded in Christ and Him alone is worthless. These men of intellectual powers need a clear, scriptural presentation of the plan of salvation. Let the truth in its simplicity and power be presented to them. If this does not hold the attention and arouse the interest, they never can be interested in heavenly and divine things. In every congregation there are souls who are unsatisfied. Every Sabbath they want to hear something definite explaining how they can be saved, how they are to become Christians. The important thing for them to know is, how can a sinner be justified before God? Let the way of salvation be presented before them in simplicity, just as plainly as you would speak to a little child, "Lift up Jesus as the sinner's only hope." If Bible workers can by wisdom reach the higher classes, it is their duty to do this. They are not to turn away from the necessities of the lower classes, and neither are they to neglect to make any effort to reach the higher classes. God wants workers who can carry the truth to all classes, high and low, rich and poor. In this work women may act an important part. God grant that those who read these words may put forth earnest efforts to present an open door for consecrated women to enter the field. Those who in their life work have not come into contact with the higher classes of society need not feel that they cannot do the work. It is not eloquence that makes their work acceptable. It is through the human and contrite that the Lord works. The dignified and self-sufficient cannot touch or help needy souls. It is not after the work of Christ to cast the net for the most objectionable class of fish. Efforts can be made for both classes. Our labors for those who have ability and talents should be more earnest and decided. For these, if converted, will become channels of light. If the medical missionary work is carried forward as it should be, there will be many conversions among the higher classes. Men whose characters have been depraved, and evil and only evil continually, are not the ones whom God can trust with the sacred work which means so much in these last days. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. We must act our part intelligently. All the talents, all the strength possible must be brought in to carry the work forward. We are not to be consumers, but workers together with God. Receiving and imparting is the gospel plan. "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked."